BBC Coventry and Warwickshire.
5 to 8 on The Breakfast Show. A cardiologist from Warwickshire is involved in an international project trialling a new drug to reduce cholesterol. The drug hasn't even got a name yet. That's how new it is. It's just a number. And it's been looked at as an alternative to statins and would help reduce the risk of cardiac arrest or stroke. Francesco Capuccio is a professor of cardio medicine at the Warwick Medical School and joins us on the show. Francesco, good morning.
Good morning, Shane.
Can I just, talking about cardiac arrest isn't heart attack. They're a different thing, are they?
Well, the study really is looking at the way of preventing new heart attacks, in fact, strokes, and other cardiovascular events in people who already have had one, so the very high-risk group. So the cardiac arrest is one part, one consequence of having a heart attack that can be manifest itself in different ways.
And of course, I mean, this is quite current at the moment because there's a lot of talk about statins. Do we or don't we? Should we or shouldn't we?
Indeed.
What's your view? Well, I've got an expert on. What's your view on that? What's your view on statins? Have you done any research into that or not?
Well, we've done some research in the past, and I think I stand to the traditional view that statins save lives. And some of the hypes have been probably exaggerated over the last few months. In fact, the BMJ recently has, in part, retracted some of the statements. There were some errors in the paper that has made some damage because people have stopped taking statins. Our study is going to look at an additional effect on the statin, just to be clear. At the moment, the current therapies for people who have a heart attack or a stroke is to be on a statin, take blood pressure tablets and take an aspirin, and that is the standard.
Right.
Now, in our study, what this new molecule that's been developed lowers blood pressure up and above, on the top of statin, with a different mechanism, and that's what is fascinating for us.
So it's a different approach, then? It does a different thing.
We have evidence that this drug has an additional effect on the bad cholesterol, so we can double the protection if that works.
What's the underlying problem here? I mean, is this just diet and exercise, Francesco?
Well,
I think
there are two factors. Cholesterol increases the risk, and the cholesterol builds up as a result of a bad diet.
Right.
So animal fat and animal fatty oils and so forth.
Yeah.
But also there is a component of our cholesterol that is produced by our liver internally.
Right.
And that is really what the statin blocks. So everyone who's on a statin should still continue having a healthy diet, but the two things go together. You block two different ways.
Yeah, because this
this drug blocks a third way.
The worry is, though, that with your kind of research, is that, you know what people are like today? They want a magic bullet, don't they? So they think, I can live a really unhealthy lifestyle.
Absolutely.
I can put all the rubbish in, and I can go and see Francesco, I can take his tablet, and everything's going to be all right.
Well,
because it doesn't work like that, does it?
We are very, very careful that a dietary advice is always the pillar before we start dispensing any drugs.
Sure.
These drugs, obviously, are very, very powerful, and they're reducing heart attacks and strokes enormously.
Are you in the field trial stage now, then? Are you actually trialling this on people?
So the study's called Fourier, and it's an international study. It's running across all 5 continents at the moment. And the objective is to recruit over 22,000 patients worldwide. Now, the UK part of the study, to which we take part, is aiming to recruit 3,000 patients nationally.
Wow. So people listening to this show could be part of that trial if they wanted to, could they?
Yes, absolutely. We have 60 units across the country. I lead, and I'm the reference point for the Fourier team in Coventry and Warwickshire.
Yeah.
And if I may, I could give you a telephone number for those who wish to be informed, to find out a bit more.
Yeah, sure. What's the number?
It's 02476-967624. And there's a dedicated team of nurses led by me who will be very happy to send information and to find out. Just to be clear, what we're looking for is people who already have had a heart attack or a stroke or suffer from peripheral vascular disease.
Okay.
We don't want people who have not had any of these.
No, not preventative. It's for people who have had the condition.
Secondary prevention. So we want to prevent and avoid a repeating of that event, because in people like these repetitions, they are extremely common.
Francesco, keep in touch, let us know how things go. I'd be fascinated to see. That's Professor Francesco Capuccio, who's running that trial at Warwick Medical School. The number again, 02476 967624. I'll keep that number here.